Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like we said, Grant, happy birthday, belated, first and foremost.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, man. Secondly, obviously, the news about Brian Snitker comes down yesterday, and we're happy to have it happen before the show, so we got a chance to really talk about it and say a bunch of nice stuff about him and the era and all of that and start wondering about what's next. And we'll get there, but I just, from your perspective, I mean, you covered it as closely as anyone has. How would you describe the Brian Snitker tenure as manager?
Successful, number one, and maybe in a lot of ways. I don't want this to come across like a backhanded compliment, but I wrote a long piece about this yesterday for the Marietta Daily Journal. And really, when I sat down, it was trying to kind of figure out what the essence of his story is. And it's one that kind of starts with perseverance and dedication, mm-hmm. those two things in particular. And then the relationship building that he did as a coach, as a manager throughout the minor leagues, and then ultimately getting his opportunity to do the same things at the major league level and then to find success at the highest of highs. And that, I think, is just a testament to the dedication that he had and to the kind of person that he is, the one of the most genuine people that you will ever meet. And those things that were said about him yesterday by people who knew him much better than I did, I think said it all. And I think that his players have said it all over the years as well. There's a respect factor there, and it's a success. That's the number one word that I would underline of the Brian Snitker decade at the helm of the Braves. It has been a success. Would you love to have won more World Series? Sure. But I can line you up a whole bunch of other managers across Major League Baseball that would sign on that petition to win more World Series. It's a tough thing to do. But ultimately, winning is something that the Braves were able to do a lot under Brian Snitker as manager.
Grant, Sunday, you know, the final game, you get the win. Obviously, great tribute to Charlie and everything. When you're leaving that field, when you're leaving, going back to your car, what was your thought process? What was your thought process thinking about would Brian Snitker be back or not? Like, are you surprised, shocked? What percentage you think he was coming back?
I wasn't shocked or surprised that this was the outcome. I think I was just more curious as September wore on and the handful of times that Snit was asked about it, he kind of pushed it off and said, you know, I'm going to think about that after the season. And even when Alex Anthopoulos was asked about it, he said, no, we're not going to comment on that. We're going to leave this to Brian Snitker. And then when we have to have the discussions, we will. And they did obviously end up having those discussions, but he revealed that getting that 3-year extension prior to 2023, he had kind of viewed this as the finish line for him. And he said that I needed to put that goal out in front of me because if I didn't set one, I don't know that I ever would have been able to step away from the game in this capacity. And I think that was important to him. I think that the competition aspect of it and watching your team all of a sudden play like the team you expected it to be in the second half, especially the last month or more, that might have kind of, as I've said, fanned the flames of competition for him for a minute. But he said, I went home, I got realistic about it, and I know this is the best decision for me, for my family, and obviously for the club. I think everybody was able to kind of come to the agreement that this was what everyone wanted, and now the Braves will figure out what they need to with Brian Snitker as a senior advisor, still involved in the franchise for a 50th season. I know that was kind of one of the other things. It was a line of commentary for a lot of people, myself included. Would he want that 50th year that bad? But I did kind of have to step back myself and think, well, he hasn't been the manager for 50 years.
Right.
He's going to be in the organization. That is important, and that's part of his legacy as well.
Yeah, so he gets 50 anyway.
Yeah.
And he's going to be a part of it, and so I like that. Grant McCauley joins us. We're talking some Braves. Obviously, Brian Snitker stepping away as Braves manager yesterday. And now, like you said, now they have to decide who's next for the only the second time in 35 years. Are they going to be hiring a new manager during an offseason? Obviously, that was Freddy Gonzalez, and that was in-house. That's something that seems to give a lot of Braves fans problems. I don't entirely understand why. But maybe you can help me. But one thing people talk about is wanting fresh ideas. Again, I don't know what that means either. But when you look at the next guy, what are you hoping that they're kind of prioritizing?
I think the number one things to me are the ability to manage and maintain relationships over the course of a long season, because I think that sometimes it gets lost in the bullpen management or the lineup or certain other decisions, tactical decisions that managers make. That, look, I'm not saying that the outcome of the game is not affected by managers' decisions, but ultimately it's in the hands of the players, literally. The ball is in their hands. The bat is in their hands. The glove is on their hand. Like, they have to go make plays and execute. You just want to try to put guys in the best position that you can. But there are a multitude, a litany of reasons for decisions that are made at a given time. And, look, we're all human, so that element will always be in play. You're never going to be able to, you know, manufacture the perfect decision-making process that yields the winning result every single time. If you could figure that out, you'd definitely have done something that 160 years of baseball hasn't accomplished. But that little soapbox aside, I do think that just having someone who can come in and just maintain a lot of what the Braves have in place, because I understand that people are frustrated by early postseason exits and frustrated by maybe the lack of, you know, a visceral visual display of tenacity and fire and all of those things. But in a lot of ways, like, those are things that I'm not sure very many, if any, people have out there. I mean, if you want to see your manager get ejected a few more times a year, I'm sure we can find somebody who can do that. Will that change the bottom line? Will it move you in the standings? No, I don't really think that it will. But ultimately, the Braves have to figure out what is best for them in the ways that they feel like move the needle and also maintain what they have built. And that, I think, is probably the balance that the Braves are walking that many other clubs never find. You mentioned they've had three managers in 35 years. I mean, that's unheard of. There's no other club, and I don't know if there are very many other sports out there.
The Steelers.
It's like the Steelers.
Like the Steelers.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you look in every sport, and maybe there's one franchise that has that kind of consistency and continuity at the helm. Then you look at other teams, and you're like, well, they just fired their manager for the third time in 5 years, and I don't really know where they're going. And every time they make a 5-year plan, it gets blown up in year two. And that, by the way, is not a plan. So the Braves are, they're in a very good place with a job that's going to be sought after. I think they'll have some internal candidates to wrap this whole monologue up with Walt Weiss. And I think that outside of that, David Ross would make some sense. I know Mark DeRosa's name gets tossed around quite a bit. And could there be some other names that I haven't mentioned? Absolutely. I'm sure there will be. And I can't imagine that there won't be a series of conversations that go on either as the playoffs are going or as they wrap up, just to kind of see when it's truly end of season, is there any other, no pun intended, wild card candidate who becomes available?
Hey, G-Mac, so with all those names you just gave us, I mean, is there a sense of urgency right now as far as like, okay, we got to get a new guy in here right now and get this offseason process started? Or you think it'll be one of those things, I won't say dragged out, but, you know, like I said, deep dive into these candidates?
No, Randy, I would be very surprised if this dragged out, but I don't think that's going to make them just hurry up and grab the first thing that they think makes some sense. They want to find the fit. They don't want it to just be the fit for 2026 or for a couple of years. They'd like to have somebody who comes in and is, you know, foundational for this team, part of the fabric of this club, because that, again, I hate it if it sounds like just a talking point, but when you have consistency and continuity inside of your organization, that is a very, very good thing and a sought after thing in this sport and any sport for that matter. So I think they're going to look for somebody who can check those kinds of boxes, somebody that they could see as, if it's a younger manager, somebody who they see growing in this organization and being here for a long time, or simply somebody who's proven that they have done this before and are the kind of fit that the Braves are looking for. But as far as timeliness, I think that this is something that you want to handle before you do all of your off-season work. Then you kind of look at the Braves roster, and it's not like you're looking for an overhaul of 7 or 8 players. You're really looking for the right pieces to come in and make this roster better. You're not having to go out and think about what 3 to 5 big-name free agents you have to sign, although that would be very exciting. I'm not going to lie. It would be fun to cover an offseason like that. But this is a club that's in a good place that's capable of doing a lot more than it did in 2025, and I think that it will get back to being that kind of a team next year. but they want to have that right guy in there as part of the decision-making process as things roll along and things get built.
Well, Grant, we appreciate it. Appreciate the nice words about Snit, of course, and we'll all be following along. When they make the hire, we'll chat again.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm sure. Thank you, Grant.
Appreciate the G-Mac.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Grant McCauley there, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider. Successful.
Yes.
Very, very accurate. Yeah, no, there's so many different ways they could go,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Internal, external, young, established. I have no kind of feel whatsoever. It feels like so wide open because it's such a good.
It's a good job.
It's a good job.
No. This is
such a great job.
It's a great job.
Like it feels like they would really have their pick of guys that are available. He's got to make the right choice, obviously.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.